Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is a visionary law to strengthen our democracy and fortify women's representation in legislatures. Prime Minister lays foundation stone of International Cricket Stadium in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, also inaugurates 16 Atal Avasiya Vidyalaya for children of the poor and downtrodden. NIA confiscates properties of Canada-based designated individual terrorist Gurpatwant Singh Pannu in Punjab. One Nation, One Election Committee decides to seek suggestion from national and state political parties and Law Commission on holding simultaneous polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And 19th Asian Games begin at Hangzhou in China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is a law with comprehensive vision which will strengthen our democracy and fortify women's representation in Indian legislatures. In an interaction program today with the women of Varanasi, Mr. Modi said it is the power of the women of the country that forced those political parties to support the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam who were earlier opposing it.
Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ko hi lijiye. 3 दशकों से ये कानून लटका हुआ था लेकिन आज ये आपकी ही ताकत है कि संसद के दोनों सदनों में ऐसी ऐसी पार्टियों को इसका समर्थन में आना पड़ा जो पहले इसका भरपूर विरोध करते थकते नहीं थे.
The program witnessed a gathering of around 5,000 women. The Prime Minister visited his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today and launched development programs of more than 1,500 crore rupees. Mr. Modi first laid the foundation stone of International Cricket Stadium in Ganjari area of Varanasi. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the central government is focusing on sports infrastructure which will help popularize sports and nurture sporting talent among youngsters.
हमने स्पोर्ट्स को युवाओं की फिटनेस और युवाओं के रोजगार और उनकी कैरियर से जोड़ा. 9 वर्ष पहले की तुलना में इस वर्ष केंद्रीय खेल बजट 3 गुना बढ़ाया गया है. खेलो इंडिया प्रोग्राम के बजट में तो पिछले वर्ष की तुलना में लगभग 70% वृद्धि की गई.
The modern international cricket stadium to be built in Ganjari Raja Talab, Varanasi, will be developed in more than 30-acre area at a cost of about 450 crore rupees. The Prime Minister later reached Rudraksh International Cooperation and Convention Centre and participated in the closing ceremony of Kashi Sansad Sanskritik Mahotsav 2023. Mr. Modi distributed prizes to the winners of Kashi Sansad Sanskritik Mahotsav. He also inaugurated 16 Atal Avasiya Vidyalaya built across Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that Kashi's all-inclusive nature has attracted people from all over the world who came here to earn knowledge, and Atal Avasiya Vidyalaya have been built in this tradition to impart knowledge to children of the poor and downtrodden people.
Jin Atal Avasiya Vidyalayon ka lokarpan hua hai, un par kareeb 1100 crore rupaye kharch kiye gaye hain, aur ye school itne bhavya school हमारे श्रमिक, हमारे हम मजदूरी करने वाले जो लोग हैं और समाज के जो सबसे कमजोर वर्ग हैं उनके बेटे बेटियों के लिए किया गया काम, और इससे उनको अच्छी शिक्षा मिलेगी, संस्कार मिलेंगे, आधुनिकतम शिक्षा मिलेगी. जिन लोगों की कोरोना में दुखद मृत्यु हो गई उनके बच्चों को भी इन आवासीय विद्यालयों में निःशुल्क पढ़ाया जाएगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the legal fraternity to create a global legal framework to tackle misuse of cyber terrorism and money laundering. Inaugurating a 2-day international lawyers conference in New Delhi this morning, the Prime Minister said whether it is cyber terrorism, money laundering, artificial intelligence or its misuse, the world needs a global framework to tackle these issues. Addressing the gathering, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud called for collaboration of the world's legal fraternity to find innovative solutions to challenges to justice delivery. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today confiscated the house and land of Canada-based designated individual terrorist Gurpatwant Singh Pannu in Amritsar and Chandigarh. The action against the self-styled General Counsel of the outlawed Sikhs for Justice outfit comes as a big boost to the country's crackdown on the terror and secessionist network being operated from various countries, including Canada. Pannu has been on NIA's radar since 2019, when the anti-terror agency had registered its first case against the terrorist. NIA said Pannu has been playing a major role in promoting and commissioning terror acts and activities and spreading fear and terror in Punjab and elsewhere in the country through his threats and intimidation tactics. Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani has said the government's budget allocation for child welfare has grown from 60 crores in 2009-10 to 14,000 crores as of last year. Speaking at the inaugural session of the two-day National Annual Stakeholders Consultation on Children in Conflict with Law in New Delhi, she said that from 2014 to 2023, the government has managed to provide assistance to over 7 lakh children. In Manipur, mobile data service resumed from today. The government had banned the service when the state witnessed communal violence from the 3rd of May. An order issued by the Home Department of Manipur said the temporary suspension of mobile data will not be in force in the territorial jurisdiction of the state from today, as the law and order situation has improved. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 105th episode of a monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the Akashwani website, and the News on AIR mobile app. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. 18 Indian sailors stuck in Yemen were brought back today through the efforts of the External Affairs Ministry and Indian embassies. The seamen landed in Mumbai this afternoon. The Indian sailors were stuck at Nishtun port. After relentless efforts of Indian embassies in Riyadh and Djibouti, they reached Aden yesterday. The Indian embassy in Riyadh has thanked the Yemen government and all local friends for their support. The Union government has said that 75% villages across the country have achieved open defecation-free ODF Plus status under the Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen Phase 2. An ODF Plus is one which has sustained its open defecation-free status along with the implementation of solid and liquid waste management system. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Union Jal Shakti Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said over 4,43,000 villages have declared themselves ODF Plus so far. He said 14 states and union territories have achieved 100% villages under ODF Plus.
देश में पिछले कुछ महीनों में एक घंटे में 50 गांव, यानी हर मिनट से थोड़ा सा ज्यादा समय में एक गांव देश का अपने आप को ODF Plus ऐसा विलेज घोषित कर रहा है। इस बात का परिचय क्या कि देश में स्वच्छता का जो आंदोलन जिसका सूत्रपात माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने किया था उसको और आगे बढ़ाने में जिस गति के साथ में हम काम कर रहे हैं और जिस लक्ष्य को लेकर के हम काम कर रहे हैं मुझे पूरा विश्वास है 2025 तक जब तक ये मिशन का पीरियड है 24-25 तक तब तक हम देश में संपूर्ण स्वच्छता का ग्रामीण क्षेत्र में सूत्रपात करने में सफल होंगे.
The Gujarat government today announced a special relief package for farmers hit by floods in the districts of Bharuch, Narmada and Vadodara. The package has been announced based on the report of the estimated damages caused to standing crops in the three districts due to flooding. More from our correspondent.
Farmers who have incurred 33% or more loss of agricultural and horticultural crops for the ongoing Kharif season will be given the benefits of the package. As per SDRF norms, farmers will get 8,000 rupees in addition to 17,000 rupees per hectare for irrigated agriculture and rain-fed horticulture crops. For non-irrigated agricultural crops, affected farmers will get assistance of 8,500 rupees per hectare. Assistance will also be given for perennial crops. The affected farmers will have to apply online on the Digital Gujarat portal by October 31st to avail the benefits. With Aparna Kunz's report from Ahmedabad, Ramya, Akashvani News.
In Bihar, heavy rains lashed many parts of the state today. Southwest monsoon is very active over the state. As a result, Begusarai and Samastipur today received very heavy rainfall. The highest precipitation of 351 millimeters was recorded in Chaurahe in Begusarai district. A report.
More than 300 millimeter rainfall was recorded at Chaurahe, Hasanpur, Roshra in Begusarai and Samastipur district. Heavy rainfall has thrown normal life out of gear in Banka, Vaisali, Jamui, Lakhisarai, Patna and Muzaffarpur districts. A culvert on the link road caved in Jamui district on Barnar River in Sonu block. Two people lost their lives and 13 others injured in rain-related mishaps in Banka and Jamui district. The Disaster Management Department has appealed to people not to go outside during the rains in view of lightning and thunderstorm activities. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Bihar, Jharkhand, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Northeast India during the next 2 days. Heavy rainfall activity is likely over Chhattisgarh, West Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Andaman and Nicobar. The weather office has also forecast isolated to scattered light rainfall over other parts of the country during the next 5 days. Foreign investors have pumped around 1.5 lakh crore rupees into the Indian capital markets this year so far. This comes even as the foreign portfolio investors pulled more than 10,000 crore rupees from the market this month so far amid concern of interest rate hikes by global central banks. The 19th edition of the 2023 Asian Games began in Hangzhou city of China today. The two-week extravaganza was declared open in a colorful ceremony by Chinese President Xi Jinping. Over 12,000 competitors from 45 nations and territories are taking part in 61 disciplines. Indian hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and boxer Lovlina Borgohain were India's flag bearers for the event. The Indian contingent includes 921 people, including 655 athletes, 260 coaches and support staff. In the early stages of Asian Games, table tennis today, both men's and women's team advanced to the pre-quarterfinals. Men's team registered a thumping victory over Tajikistan, while the women's team defeated Nepal. Indian men's table tennis team will face Kazakhstan tomorrow at 9:30 hours IST in the round of 16. In T20 cricket, Indian women have already qualified for the semi-finals. Union Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has said the government took a keen interest in developing sports talent in the country. Addressing a sports event at Isha Foundation in Coimbatore this evening, he said the government has taken several initiatives to revive traditional sports, including Kalaripayattu and Kabaddi, and take them to the international level. He said efforts will be made to include these sports in the Olympic Games in future. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is a visionary law to strengthen our democracy and fortify women's representation in legislatures. Prime Minister lays foundation stone of International Cricket Stadium in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, also inaugurates 16 Atal Avasiya Vidyalaya for children of the poor and downtrodden. NIA confiscates properties of Canada-based designated individual terrorist Gurpatwant Singh Pannu in Punjab. One Nation, One Election Committee decides to seek suggestion from national and state political parties and Law Commission on holding simultaneous polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And 19th Asian Games begin at Hangzhou in China. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.